Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and beer connoisseurs. Yes, brothers and sisters, actresses, writers, brewers, and erection bakers. All you makers of art and film, meatballs and movies and beer and fun, all you children of sex, yes indeed, because we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, or the great dragonfly in the sky. But one thing we know, we are all children of sex. And sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville. Sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A women?
A women.
And
I want to welcome you to the second live broadcast of the Dr. Susan Block Show of 2016. Although in a way the first one doesn't count, because it was our 2015 awards show for the Susies. Yes, indeed. And we had some fun. It was just like the Saturday after New Year's, so it was just a few of us here. But this is our award, and it is Measure B compliant, with the winner of the most ethical condoms on the head of the Susie, Glide America Condoms. And yes, she has wings and is anatomically, I guess, mysterious. So we actually have a Dr. Susie Award winner from the past in our audience, but we'll get to that. Yes, indeed. I'm very excited about this first show of 2016. Well, second show, but kind of the first show with guests, featured guests. Yes, all new. All exciting. Well, yeah, okay. give applause before you even know who they are. And I kind of feel, I don't know, maybe I should introduce them all at once in a way. But since my first guest is sitting all the way over there, I think I'm going to have you come up here, Christine DeBell. That's right. And yes, you may recognize Christine. Here she is. You have to take your microphone, though. Oh, well, actually, Dayton. Here she is, Dayton Rains, Brothers and Sisters. And is your microphone on? Say hello.
Yes.
So, Christine, let me get some of your background here.
Is my microphone? Yes, it is.
Former Playboy cover girl. Can we say what year?
Yes, 1976.
Excellent.
1976.
Wow.
That makes me very, very old.
That was a good year for Captain Max, wasn't
it? That was a
it?
Good year, of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
1976.
And environmentalist.
Yes.
And star of, do we have the hors d'oeuvres, Max? It's coming. Meatballs. Oh, yeah. With Bill Murray. Another 1970-something classic.
79.
And you played Jackie Chan's wife in The Big Brawl.
Girlfriend.
Oh, Wikipedia's wrong. Okay. And yes, we're very excited to have you here. You have a new movie, or is it a TV show?
No, it's a movie.
It's a movie. Hunter, Future Cop.
Yes.
And you play a villainess.
I play a villainess. Yes,
right.
I do.
Well, that's okay. That's acting.
It was very exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting to be a villainess.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever got to do that.
Yeah.
I was always, you know, the girl next door.
Uh-huh. Right.
The girlfriend.
Absolutely.
So I got to play a police captain and a bad police captain.
Bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way are you bad?
I'm evil. Well, I hate men.
Evil. So not just naughty. This is not just someone who deserves a spanking.
I have to laugh. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is my snake, Evie, by the way. How do you feel about snakes?
I don't mind them at all. At first, I didn't think it was real. Oh,
no, she's very real.
She's real.
She's very real. And, you know, speaking of, you know, living a long, good life, she is 15 years old.
Wow.
So there. So she's a little, you know.
Hi.
There she is.
She's pink.
Kinda. She's
coral.
Well, she's all different colors, and she kind of matches our outfits here. She's coral, but she has a checkerboard stomach, and we are kind of
very
the checkerboard ladies
this evening.
Yes, absolutely. So, you like getting in touch with your evil side, your dark side?
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Some people just get to do that for Halloween.
How sad.
I usually play a kitty on Halloween.
Yeah. So, and people do like to do whatever is unexpected, you know, and you've always been the good girl, right?
Yes.
You were a camp counselor in Meatballs.
Yep.
And even in Playboy, you're kind of a good girl. Speaking of Meatballs, we have some. I'll put Evie
I can get Evie. I got Evie.
Ooh.
Thank you, Dayton.
You're welcome.
So, okay, you can serve them, actually. We were just wondering, do you like meatballs?
I used to like. I like meatballs if they're not made with meat.
I like how you hold them, handsome Hollywood Jake, right
he
at around
Hollywood
ball
Jake.
Level. Well, kind of a little lower, I think, would be the appropriate level to hold your meatballs.
Oops. Yeah, those are meatballs. Meatballs.
Mmm, yummy.
Oh, wait a second. Whoa. We should introduce her before she eats a meatball. Because
yeah, don't just start shoving balls down people's throats, Jake. Hollywood Jake.
Absolutely.
Quit shoving
Where
your balls.
Where are my manners?
Okay. Yes. So this, I would like to say, is Destiny Dixon. I mean, Destiny Dare. Destiny Dare. Sorry.
That's a compliment, actually, because Destiny Dixon's one of my favorite people. But Destiny Dare is brand new to the porn industry and is represented by Ideal Image Models.
Yes.
One of our favorite agencies, if not the favorite, I think I will say the favorite. And so, welcome.
Thank you very much.
To the Nobel Bell. Talk right into your microphone like it's a meatball.
Thank you very much.
Right, yeah.
Very excited. 2016, you know, I'm ready for a new year. It's a lot of excitement. In the beginning, I was nervous, but, you know, it's bringing a lot of good people into my life, and I'm enjoying it.
And you're a runway model.
Runway. I used to do runway.
You used to.
She's so pretty. How could she not do runway?
Well, thank you, love.
6 feet tall.
And now you have jumped into the triple X world.
Exactly. I have. But it was out of the blue. And that's how life usually happens for me. And it's phenomenal.
Well, I can see you're a woman of like
the blue. Must be a
impulsive
spiritual
appetites, you know, ready to eat the meatball.
Oh, I eat all the time.
Yeah.
That's
good.
So
it's good.
It
works
out.
A healthy appetite.
What are you
eating?
Okay, so now she's been introduced.
So now I can take the meatball?
Yeah, I was going to ask Christine if she would show us the proper way to eat a meatball. But since she is a vegetarian, which makes sense, she's an environmentalist. But you could show us the way you like to eat meatballs. I guess your way.
I mean, this is probably almost one bite for me.
Whoa. Guys, don't be intimidated
by
that. Well, there she goes.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's a...
You're so pretty.
That's a meatball.
You can have 10
this
meatballs.
Is a delicious meatball.
It is.
You get 10 meatballs.
That's awesome.
This is delicious.
This is a culinary show.
You get 20 meatballs.
That's right.
Put all the balls in your
you
mouth.
Can
you
can get the recipe.
Well, who's next?
Have totally a contest. Good. Have a contest. Who can fit the most meatballs?
I might beat you.
You want a meatball?
Oh, I might beat her. How many balls we can put in our mouth?
Well, are they hot? Maybe we should have another one.
We're not. I'm not proving ever. I always have to prove something.
I guess
it's her turn. I eat meat.
You eat meat.
I love meat.
You want some balls?
I want raw meat, really. But yeah, I love balls.
All in the mouth?
Can you?
Yes, you can.
Now, wait a second. Wait. This is sounding very porny.
I am a porn star, right?
Right.
Right.
Did you know that we were going to be eating balls on this show? I mean, they did warn you about that.
Yes.
In your honor.
Yes.
Because of the meatballs.
No, it's great.
We usually don't have meatballs.
Yay.
But, oh, ooh, all
nice.
In one
Not
bite.
Even a slip.
Hold on.
Yummy.
That is impressive.
You're so good here.
She can eat like that because she's
one
young.
More.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Wow. Yeah. Woo!
She almost did them too fast.
She ate all four. She swallowed it.
Wow!
She swallowed it.
Look at this mouth.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Pretty good.
So
wow.
How does that rank with other tributes to the movie Meatballs?
No, this would absolutely take first prize as the best tribute to meatballs I've ever seen.
The best tribute to meatballs. Thank you.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Never had a meatball competition.
You're the winner.
Well, you didn't have much competition. You ate all the meatballs.
Well, with my own self, I guess.
That's true.
Well, my work is done here.
For now.
Thank you, Jake.
Hollywood Jake will take his shirt off later.
Ooh. Maybe he'll show his meatballs. So, meatballs with Bill Murray. You see how up on things I am. Yeah, Bill Murray. So, did you have sex with him?
I can't remember. No, I'm teasing. No, I... I was so... No, I did not, but...
No?
No.
Did he try?
No. No, we became friends, though.
Friends?
Yeah.
With benefits?
Hmm?
No benefits?
No,
no.
I was having benefits with a grip, I think.
With a grip?
Mm-hmm.
Well, or maybe very down to earth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you tend to go for the grips more than your co-stars?
Yeah, the working men, yeah.
The working men. Mm. Handy man. Yeah. Okay. So are you married?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm. And so are you available?
I'm very available.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Anything with two legs.
Really? Any male? Gender? Or,
no,
or,
no,
oh,
male
just
would be
male.
Good. Yeah,
okay.
Male would be
just
good.
Male.
Yeah.
With balls. Yeah. Meaty balls. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not a vegetarian when it comes to that.
No, no, okay. No. It's not easy to find, though. Most men are not interested in dating a 61-year-old. Not in L.A.
Well, but you don't look 61.
This
61?
Is true. I don't look 61.
So no, you don't have to, you know, be that. Whatever that means.
No, I'm not fat. No, I'm not fat. I'm not fat. I just am.
And really. Some men, you know, like older women.
Ooh, yeah,
we had
I
one
want
here,
one.
We had one here last night.
Okay. You know, we did, actually. Right. We did. We had a guy here who was in his 30s who likes women your age, really.
Ooh. Can
Very
I,
much so.
I'll get his number later.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. So that's good to know. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but...
you could never be rude.
I have been.
You have.
Okay. That's why I excuse myself.
Oh, okay.
But... I have a regular Twitter follower. His name is... Uh-oh. Okay. Well, he has this regular name, Brad Hamilton. But his Twitter hook is Avid Masturbator.
Oh, I saw him on... Yeah.
And he is an accountant by day, super masturbator by night or very early in the morning. And he tweeted... tonight, I used to masturbate to Christine DeBell when I was younger.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
Can we
a
have
lot of
some applause? I mean,
thank you.
For my rudeness. But
no,
anyway.
No, it's not rude. I'm sure a lot of
well,
young
his
men.
His rudeness,
did.
I guess. Yeah.
And the thing is what I realized is there were a lot of young boys that are probably, or maybe they were, in their 40s when Meatballs came out.
Yes.
And they had a wicked crush on me, right?
Yes.
They were masturbating to me. And so one time I walked into a bar with some friends about 10 years ago, and this guy, young guy, says, wow, you were in Meatballs. And I'm like, yeah, 40 years ago, dude. And I went to my girlfriends and said, I just realized that they're... It's probably a shit ton of young men that have a wicked crush on me. So where
Absolutely.
Are they, and how do I get me one?
We're going to. We're working on this. By the way, what am I hearing in my headphones? Is that Meatballs or?
Yeah.
What am I listening to here? Someone is playing something. Yeah. Oh, maybe this is the cop movie.
Oh,
Whoa.
I hear it too. Oh, it's Hunter. It's a clip of Hunter.
What are they hearing? They're hearing something
Suddenly
in their headphones.
Suddenly, they're playing this cop movie. This is my absolutely on it. There you are.
Yes.
Crew. It looks very violent.
No, but it isn't.
It isn't. But it
looks violent.
I mean, look, the guy just shot a guy. How's that not violent?
Okay, well, it is violent for 90% of the movie, and then it isn't. No.
And she is doing her nails there, but okay, no, he's
actually,
playing
I think,
the trombone.
I
yeah.
think actually she was whittling
and he's got a
lollipop
gun,
stick.
And now she's slicing his neck. Ah, that's violence.
Yeah.
Not bonobo. Not bonobo.
Yep, guns. No. Yeah. Well, it's a cop drama.
You know, it's just a movie, as they say. Did she drown him?
That's Hunter.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that was that. Hey, staff back there, that was great timing. We're talking about Meatballs and you play cop. Okay. So you were definitely, you probably still are the source of a lot of masturbatory fantasies. And I still hear sirens going. Can they turn that down? Yeah. Okay. But, okay. Thank you. Oh. So let's...
I don't have that. I don't have a headset, so I'm not having that.
No, sure. No, mm-hmm. But you have headsets, right?
I do.
Right, and headsets help you. Actually, you should have headsets. You know, then you could hear yourself and talk better into the mic. So
yeah, but hearing myself is not always a good thing.
It is, actually. It's All a good right. thing. But, you know, we have to get another pair. I don't know where they are.
Oh, she's
What are you looking for?
Headsets.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm loud.
Better so, that way,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's good to hear.
No, yeah, no,
saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's almost like
this is a radio show sex. That you see on TV. So, yeah, so avid masturbator, he obviously grew up watching your shows and movies.
Well, he could have been masturbating to other people, really, not just me.
No, he was. Yes, not just you. That's true. That's true, because I know that because he's told us about a few others.
Oh, okay.
But I you're definitely his type, and he just probably also enjoyed your Playboy cover girl
yep.
spread. Mm-hmm.
Yes, or a couple of the pictorials that
you
I did.
You didn't bring it with you.
No. Mm-mm, no. I could have. I didn't think about that.
Oh, next time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I can.
See it.
Yeah. And then I did a couple of pictorials, too. I bet you he was masturbating to those as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All of it. So, did you...
I was naked.
Mm. Had you been naked before? Were you a nudist? Or
no, no. It was just a modeling job, but it was, you know...
A naked modeling job. Mm-hmm. It was your first naked modeling
job? And it's
job?
Not working.
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
Wow. And Playboy, right after... What were you doing before that?
I was just getting into film and television, and then I was asked to be in Playboy, and I said, okay, I guess I can do that.
Okay.
Sure.
And where were you from?
Upstate New York.
Uh-huh. And so did that, like, catapult you into Hollywoodville?
No. Mm-mm. It catapulted me to New York in modeling with Eileen Ford. And then from Eileen Ford, wearing clothes, I went to Playboy wearing very little.
Right. Mm. So you're kind of crossover back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at this point, yeah, you're just, you know,
now
a hot,
yeah.
mature woman. For a lot of guys who might have, like avid masturbator, you know, had their first orgasms to you. And that's why you make them feel young, which is the most important thing about age is not how old you are, but how old you feel.
Yes.
And if you make someone feel young because you bring back that memory of their first...
teenager.
You know, time.
I have a great story about that, actually.
What's that?
Oh.
I was doing a signing in Persephone, New Jersey. And this, Chiller was the name of the show. And this dad came up with his very large son, who could have been 6 foot, maybe he was 13 or 14. And the dad said, oh, I think it was he dressed in character? He said he was a camp counselor, but he and his wife had not let their son see meatballs yet. And I said, it's PG-13, isn't it? And, you know, and it was just crazy. And what I
maybe
realized...
Maybe it's because of the word balls.
No. Here's what I realized. He probably had sexual fantasies about me, and he did not want his son to feel that.
Oh, because you'd been in Playboy.
Well, no, because of meatballs. I mean, he was going through puberty... When he saw meatballs, he probably had a very big crush on me, and you know, and was having these sexual fantasies about me, and didn't want his son to
have the same ones.
Exactly, that's what I figured out. Because, you know,
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and maybe some want their sons to have the same ones and
maybe.
Pass it down. Anyway, meatball to meatball. So, did you have sex with Jackie Chan?
Nope.
Did you like feel his muscles a lot?
Did you want him?
His other muscles?
I did feel his, you know, because I
all his
with
muscles.
Him. I didn't feel that muscle.
Okay. Oh, man. Was there another hot grip on that one?
There were a few. Yes, grips, gaffers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like those handymen.
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody needs a guy with a nice tool belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. Or a nice tool. One or the other. So, do you know about bonobos? You're an environmentalist.
Yes.
Yeah.
I read about them because I read about you before I came on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to, like, open you up to bonobos.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we are in Bonoboville.
It's very exciting to be here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And a shout out to Joe Williamson who brought you here.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Agent Deluxe. And a shout out to Roberto Bonobo, who also arranged it. He is the associate producer of this show. I like the abbreviation for associate producer because it's ass producer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Does he have a nice ass?
It's on the other side of him. Yeah, there he goes. Okay. See, he's showing it to you. Look, you got a young guy showing his ass. Pulling up his pants.
No, no, seeing it was perfect.
See, you're getting offers already.
What is this I hear about? A rumor about Richard Gere. I don't know. I heard something.
I didn't sleep with him either. No.
But you dumped somebody? What happened?
Did I?
Somebody else?
Oh.
Well, how's that go? How's the story go?
Oh, no. The story is that people wonder why I ended up in Blood Brothers, which was Richard Gere's first film, why I ended up with Robert Englund and not, you know, Richard Gere.
In the movie?
Yeah, in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Not in real life.
Have you had sex with any famous people you can talk about?
I have actually, but I'm not going to talk.
Oh, you can't talk about it.
No, it wouldn't be nice. I can't.
You don't kiss and tell.
No. But we
except
do.
About the grips.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I'm not using their names.
And we're all going to look at Meatballs credits and see who's the grip, and then we will know his name.
Yeah, but it could have been the gaffer. It could have been the
and
the lighting. Yeah.
You also did a movie with Steven Spielberg.
Well, he was the executive producer on I Want to Hold Your Hand. And it was Robert Zemeckis' directorial debut. But I had a very small part. I played a hooker.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
So, nice. Tell me about that.
We love hookers.
I think I rubbed mustard.
Sex workers.
I think I put mustard all over him.
Mustard? Is that a common hooker thing? Mustard?
No, but it was
mayonnaise,
a comedy.
Maybe.
It was a comedy, so they were just going for humor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mustard all over.
I was rubbing it as I remember. I don't know. And it's been a while.
Right. You're not sure who your John was.
I know. I definitely remember him.
Yeah. Was this also PG-13?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, hookers rubbing mustard is PG-13.
Yeah, I was just in a bra and panties, putting mustard on this guy.
All right. Well,
it was very not sexual at all.
No. Mm-mm. No. Okay. So the sexiest thing you did was Playboy, the nude?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're happy to have you here, you know, because
and I'm so happy to be here.
You know,
finally meet you.
It just goes to show you don't have to be all that sexual to be the object of sexual fantasies galore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I guess so. You know, I think it's leaving something to the imagination. It's very helpful.
Sometimes that works, and sometimes like creating the imagination. Yes, Max.
You know, I always, after all these years dealing with sexuality, I mean, I was arrested because people were masturbating to my magazines.
Yes.
Little did they know that they were also masturbating to you. See?
Well, yeah. I mean,
kids
people
are
masturbate to all kinds of things. You know, lingerie ads, newscasters, violence. Unfortunately, people do masturbate to violence, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's great to have you here. I'm going to have a couple of other guests. Maybe we'll do a little musical chairs. Maybe you could sit in that chair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I will have Miss Destiny Dare
come
forward here. But don't go anywhere. Okay.
Thank you.
And Destiny Dare, come sit down with me here. So we're all very impressed with your meatball ingesting ability. And meatballs are definitely a theme of tonight's show. You have a little bit, you know, from the meat. Not
I tried to get it, but
you know, yeah. Considering
meatballs will do that, any kind of ball.
The full meal you had,
yeah.
It's not bad. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you, and you are from like the Valley, Valencia.
Yes, Valencia.
You're a Valley girl.
I am.
Great,
yeah.
And you have entered the world of porn. Is that right?
I
just
have.
Like a month and a half ago.
Yep.
Wow. What do you think so far?
So far, I enjoy it, actually.
Yeah.
I've been able to be more comfortable with my own body and my own ego, my own spirit, and connect with myself better. Connect with myself yeah. better in that kind of way.
Stay connected
so,
to the microphone.
Yes, I will.
Yes. And so you were a runway model before.
Yes.
And I guess before that, you were a student. I mean,
yes,
you're 22,
I was a student,
right?
Yes. Yeah. I got my associate's degree at junior college. And then
yeah.
after
what'd
that.
What'd you major in?
Communications, mass media, journalism.
Well, you're certainly communicating with the mass. Well, maybe not the mass media.
Guess what?
What?
She's interested in being a therapist.
Oh, well.
And she has a degree.
Yes, yes. I was talking to her about that. Mm.
Okay. Well, we do private therapy here at the Institute. But right now, we're showcasing you and your fingernails. Look at these nails. Oh, my God. My goddess. Those are extraordinary. You're all glittery and lovely, and feet are also very glittery and lovely.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And so you were doing runway modeling. Modeling what? Dresses, underwear?
Dresses.
Dresses.
Yes.
You're very tall.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Almost 6 feet.
Wow. Can you
almost,
stand up
almost
and
like
kind
six
of
feet.
Show off your
So I'm about 6'2" and a half right now, 6'3".
Look at this.
Oh,
yeah.
You're so pretty.
Turn around in your dress. Yes. Very nice.
Yes.
Okay, and sit
Long
down
legged.
Again. And you're not even wearing platforms. Good for you.
Oh, so never platforms.
No, you don't need to.
I love wearing the heels. Makes me even taller.
Right. And so what gave you the idea to do porn?
I actually ran into the industry not knowing I was going to be in the industry. So how it started was... I met an agent at a party, and he invited me to a movie premiere.
Can we name that agent, or did you, I mean?
I know the agent.
Who's that agent?
Maybe I don't.
Maybe you don't.
Who is that?
My agent, I'll keep that from the down low right now.
Oh, okay.
But,
you've got a lot of down low tonight.
But actually,
whether it's
I want
sex
to go,
partners or agents.
Right?
Nobody wants to tell.
Secret
so,
agent.
I went to, he invited me to a private party, and I tried out to be a bottle server for the Grammy after party at the Playboy Mansion.
Yay!
So I actually made that, and I went to go pick up my check for
I
the tryout.
I knew there was a connection here.
Yes.
Playboy.
Yes. So I went to go try out, and I made it. And I want to go pick up my
Good
check.
For you.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Never know what it'll take me. But so I want to go pick up my check, and I walk into the main office, and I see Hustler magazines, you know, nude pictures everywhere. I'm like, what's going on? And my agent, well, now my agent, he started talking to me, gave me my check. And after that, I asked him about all the pictures and what was going on, kind of confused a little bit. And he got into the conversation, and he asked me if I was interested.
Okay.
And after that, I decided, you know what, I'll give it a try. So I gave it a try, and like I said before,
now you're here.
It's opened me up, and I'm here with,
well, good
with
for
Dr.
Susan.
Susan.
Yes,
Black.
With Dr. Susan, yes.
Well, I'm
so
glad
it feels
you're
great.
Here.
Yeah.
You're just kind of going from point A to point B.
Exactly.
And here you are.
Yes.
So... I mean, you're only 22. Do you feel like you're very sexually experienced, or are you going to learn about sex through porn?
Okay, I will say I'm sexually experienced, but to a certain extent, because when it comes to new things and sex, I feel like I gradually get to it and am able to do it fairly easy. So it comes easy to me.
I have an idea. Can I have an idea?
Well, you could have an idea, but we don't have much time.
Okay, real quick, okay. Maybe we should take Jake's shirt off and ride the bicycle if Destiny's open to that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is first show. This is first show.
Yeah,
we're
first of all haven't
maybe,
introduced
maybe
all of our
one.
Guests yet.
Tune in.
We haven't gotten all our guests yet. That's Dayton is very excited to have you here, and she wants you to ride
I know.
The Mad X
She wants
X
you to ride
bike.
It so bad. Trey yeah. wants to see me.
I do.
She wants to see
I
me.
I do.
Ride
and personally. We want you. I want you to, too. But it's we're not even at break yet, and we haven't introduced all our guests.
Sorry.
So before we move on to equipment, I do want to introduce your current agent and representative, T-Real. T-Real.
TJ.
And we love T-Real. He's, of course, the director of Ideal Image Models. You can sit like on either side.
Yeah.
Of
me. Nice.
Absolutely.
Sexy person sandwich. How about
yes,
that?
I like to be in a sexy person sandwich. Absolutely. This is very hot and friendly. And also, let's have that award because.
Yeah,
this is an award we pass around here on the show.
Take the award.
You can't take it with you.
It's our only award, actually. But we do.
The only award we have.
It's okay.
We give awards for various aspects of artistry and exhibitionism. Yes. Excellent. Oops. And this one, of course, is Measure B compliant. but his halo has fallen over his face.
Oh,
so now
halo.
It's become a mask. But anyway. T-Real won the award. He actually hasn't been here for 2 years. So the last time he was on, it was 2013. And he played the king, King Ahasuerus, in our Purim play.
Yes.
And
fun.
It was wild. It's a very sexy story. If you know the story of Esther in the Bible, it's like full of sex and seduction and eunuchs having sex and seduction. As well as the king having a lot of sex, both with, trying to with Vashti, but she won't, so he throws her out.
Throws her out.
But in our story, she doesn't actually get executed or banished. She gets put on the cross and whipped.
Yes, because that's more fun.
Ooh, yeah. Fun. Yeah. Naughty.
And then the king
rewriting.
Has all these concubines.
Rewriting the Bible.
Anyway, and of course Esther, who wins his heart. Yes.
Yeah, right.
And he did such a great job, he won Most Royal Without Being Spoiled. Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum. Here you go.
Thank you.
Most Royal Without Being Spoiled.
Yay. Collected your award.
For King T-Real.
Thank all my fans and everybody who put me in that position. And
yeah,
you
give
all
a speech.
Nice
yeah.
Yeah, thank you. But the reason why I haven't been around for the last 2 years is because I've been starting and running an agency. So I'm sure you've seen probably some of my models here, like Anna Fox and Isaiah, who actually works for the agency as well.
Isaiah.
So I've dedicated a lot of my time being behind the scenes, but I'm happy to be back.
Well, there's a lot of scenes going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of scenes going on.
T-Real is my agent.
Yes,
I know. So. She's a whole scene in and of herself.
Yeah, she's
I am a scene.
She's an amazing scene.
She is an amazing scene.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, just our favorite girl.
She's great. She's
so here we go. Uh-huh. I would also like to introduce.
Yes, we have another guest.
Our beer maker, Arthur Mickey.
Oh, hello.
Nice.
Hello.
Love hello. Beer.
Here he is. And
thank
you. What
should Arthur sit down? Should I move?
Well,
we could all scoot over. Just a notch.
Let me find out how long we have.
Oh yeah, we have to take a break.
Before the break, what do we have?
8 minutes.
8 minutes till the break.
I
okay.
Think
so let's see.
More meatballs.
More meatballs.
meatballs and beer.
Well, you know, beer. Yes, we should have some beer. I think we should have some beer. Right? Do you drink beer? Is that something? Do you have a microphone so you can speak?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't drink beer.
All right.
Oh, no.
First of all, that's fine.
She and I will have water.
It's absolutely fine because I've been told that I pour alcohol down people's throats. actually, that's Dayton. No. We only do that with your permission and request, consensual. But, this is a show with a bar, you know. And some people just do it in the green room before the show. Yeah. They offer you wine or... you know, whatever their sponsored drink is,
it's
or beer.
Consensual.
So we just do it on the show, you know, instead of before the show.
Makes it better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you don't have to. But I think he makes other things too, right?
Yeah, I've got beers and soda, so soda is non-alcoholic.
Nice.
Do you drink soda?
Mead?
Me? Yeah, I drink soda.
No, I'm asking, Christy, do you drink soda? No, not even. You're very sacred. You drink water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get you some water.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you make mead?
I do make mead. I made it once.
That's cool.
Yeah, the soda's actually organic, and it doesn't have any preservatives or anything.
That's awesome. I want some of that.
It's pretty much lemonade, just carbonated.
Turn up his mic a little, please.
So do you drink mead?
No. I just know someone who makes mead. It's cool. No, I'm off sugar. I'm off so many things.
Mm. So beer. Yeah. Beer brewing. Home beer brewing.
It's not that hard to do.
Good.
Anybody could do it.
Yeah? How do you do it?
Well, there's a simple recipe, which when I introduced the wheat beer, it's syrup, yeast, and hops. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's a simple recipe that anybody could use and do.
You could do it in your home and seduce lovers with it, with your own private beer brew.
Well, that's usually how it works.
You know? Yeah, do you do that?
Yes, it's open that way.
You know how it works.
Have you gotten laid that way?
It's, you know, building value, and people like value when you could build it, and, you know, what's the greatest thing when you're like, hey, come over, I got this keg of beer. Yeah,
yeah.
I brewed it myself.
Nice. It's true, it's true. It's a party starter, you know,
it's
definitely.
Awesome.
So, beer. Let's have some beer.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Let's do it before the break. We should, you know, be beard
here,
up.
Here, why don't
break.
You sit down on the couch? I have all your things set up.
Could you move over just
sure,
a smidge?
Sure,
you move a smidge.
Oh, yeah. Just move over here.
A smidge. You move a smidge. There we go.
All right.
You want your CO2 tank?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so you've got beer here. Okay, look at this beer. We have product placement right here. And
I'm just going to put this in your shirt, if you don't mind.
Okay, so, yeah, we have to... No, not in the shirt. You have to hold this.
Already.
Or Dayton, you could hold it.
I got
okay,
it.
So you're going to... I'll hold this.
Okay.
I'm holding the beer. Okay, do we have a glass? We should have some glasses. Beer glasses, please. I think we got some clear so you can see the beer.
So what's the difference between making beer and soda?
Well, with the soda, it's just any kind of liquid and sugars. Maybe you might want to add phosphate or citric acid as a preservative and CO2. But with the beer, it's activated with yeast. Yeah.
All right.
What's special about your soda?
My soda?
Yeah.
It's special because I made it.
Nice. Good answer.
Okay. Well, I think I might like a combination of your beer and your soda because I like Shandy's. You know, that's a combination of lemon and beer.
Okay, do you have one brand for your beers and
we have
sodas,
jars.
Is
this is
no,
what
no,
we're.
Is it separate?
It's not a brand. Yeah. It's just.
I mean, not a brand. A name here. For your. Different
we have jars for the men, goblets for the ladies.
Oh, look
nice.
At this!
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
This is for someone who wants a lot of beer. All right, so let's pour a bunch of beer here. Okay, here we go. And what kind of beer is this?
This one is a. Where's the label at? This one's a wheat beer.
A wheat
this
beer.
One's a
okay.
real simple one that anyone
all of us
can
with allergies get ready to sneeze.
Yeah. As opposed to an oat beer? Is
it? Yeah, it's not oat. Oat's another kind of grain.
Barley
yeah, yeah.
beer?
Yeah.
Barley? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Wheat.
Yeast. That looks very yeasty. Right. Now, is your beer appetite as big as your meatball
you
desire?
Know, I'm actually not that big of a fan of a beer, but I will give it a try.
There
I'll give
you
it a
go.
Try.
All right.
Yeah.
Homemade beer.
Homemade beer.
You don't have to drink the whole thing
yeah.
at once.
Take a couple of sips.
What if I want to? This
you
is
could.
Very good.
You could.
This is very good.
I said you don't have to.
Yeah.
If you want to, go right ahead.
What are you saying about the wheat? I'm not a big fan of wheat and beer,
yeah.
but this is very good. This is very good.
Yeah. Well,
you're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have gluten allergies or something, so
right.
they might have some trouble with beer.
Right. Very good.
We'd all right, do we pass this around,
yeah.
or do, is this all yours
around?
Now?
I mean, I'll take it.
It's all ours.
You want the whole beer? She's going to drink it all.
Well, there's more.
Okay, there's more. And we have other glasses, too. So.
And they're very attractive glasses.
They are. They are attractive
are very
glasses.
Cute.
Here, you can pour some.
They got the bananas.
Oh, this is a different one.
This one is a pale ale.
Pale ale. Okay. I'll have a sip of this one.
Anybody want to try some?
Beer drinker.
No? Good. Okay. You guys?
But this is special
fit?
Beer. It's
you want
home
some?
Brewed.
Camera guy wants
it's
some. Yeah, the camera woman wants some.
You know, I'm not going to be able to drink hardly any of this, but you want to share?
Can we get some for out here, Dr. Susie?
Yes. I'm going to just take a little sip.
Okay.
Oh, actually, can I have... Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to use my straw. Is this tacky?
Can I just say one thing?
Mm. Sure.
Hunter is available in Walmart and on Amazon. Woohoo!
And when did it come out?
Pick up your copy.
When did it come out?
It just came out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sold out of Walmart.
Who wants beer?
Somebody wants a beer. Hold on.
And this beer on Amazon, is for so. Sale.
Yeah, it's on cheap. Amazon. Yeah, and where else? Ooh, watch out.
Watch it.
Yummy.
Okay. So we have beer for the beer drinkers out there. For the cameraman, that's good. Drink some beer. Oh, and oh no, you're a beer drinker, right?
Yeah, camera.
Would you like some beer? Don't get too drunk though, because we only.
You don't have to.
Two
you don't have to drink it if
tonight.
You don't want to.
But you should okay? have a little of it.
Dr. Susie, I got us a nice glass something. For the ladies.
Yeah, I
I'll try a
you
little
want some beer.
Beer.
Have
you
some beer.
Try some of this?
Are you gonna pour it in my mouth?
I definitely can't finish all that. Okay. I mean, if you want me to, is that what you want? I don't think it has. I don't think it has the right tip.
She
for
wants
it.
You to pour.
It doesn't have the right tip to pour.
Okay, so
either or.
Here.
There we go.
There you go. You could pour it into her mouth. All
ready?
Right.
You want me
Dayton,
to do that?
Go right. for it. She's gonna.
What are you doing?
She's gonna
you?
Take the beer, sort of anally, or I don't know what she's. What is she doing? Orally, she's gonna take it like it's ejaculating into her mouth now. This beer.
Oh,
whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. That's called a swimming pool of beer.
Yeah.
Did you like, have you ever seen your beer, you know, dispensed like that?
No, it's real proper.
Okay, there it goes. More beer. Yes, it looks lovely. Almost looks like a golden shower, but it's not. Okay.
Whoa.
All right. What? I'm sure that Christine appreciated that. No, okay. Well,
she
Chris appreciated that.
I can't hey, tell.
Can we have, guys, can we have some for us out here?
Yeah, yeah. Here, have some beer.
Damn. All right. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Your beer is a big hit in Bonoboville.
It has a nice.
Yeah, it's like killing.
What is that?
It's very earthy. Heaven or hell. If I eat the fleeter, do I get to stay here forever?
Yes.
Your smells
forever.
Great.
Forever. So I think we're ready for a commercial. So don't go away. I mean, don't come yet, and
that's
don't
good,
go away. We'll be right back with sex, fun, beer, and another meatball. I think we need to give her another meatball.
I'd
we
like
we
to
need
eat
to
a meatball.
It. Yeah, and you're gonna have.
I love meatballs.
Yeah, we're gonna have meatballs and some yes. bratwurst also. And
good, very good,
pussy
very good
pie.
Deal.
Yeah,
well, I don't know about
beer.
Pussy pie, but
oh,
I'll take some more balls.
I do the pussy part. You can do all the.
No, it's very good.
You can suck on the bratwurst.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
and sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Sister Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, Patrick, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah,
sonnez les matines, ding, ding, dong.
Princesse, en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's whistling! Hallelujah!
Come for us, sister! Come for us!
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston. And let's have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One.
Welcome back.
World Wide Web.
And we are the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville. And tonight we have some exciting guests here. We have Christine DeBell.
Christine DeBell.
Christine DeBell. Where's the camera on Christine DeBell? Yeah. Where's the camera over here? Yes, former Playboy cover girl, environmentalist, star of Meatballs with Bill Murray, and The Big Brawl with Jackie Chan. Yes. And the current movie is Hunter, Future Cop.
Yes.
Kind of violent, but
mystical cop,
it's
deadly
only a movie,
force.
So get your
champion of the people
out now. Amazon
out on watching this movie and not on shooting people.
I just got an Amazon gift card. I'll spend it on that.
There you go. All right, and she plays a mean cop. You should take a microphone over there.
Yeah, why don't you come over here?
Or come over here. It's probably a little better.
Yeah. More comfortable.
Yeah. Right.
Nice.
All right,
Jessica.
So does everyone have microphones? Good. Uh-huh.
Yes.
You need a microphone. Yes.
There we go. Thank you.
All right. So we are back. And yes, Christine. And we also have beer brewer Arthur McGee. Who,
yeah. All right.
Has already brewed us pretty well.
And he is starring in a Dr. Block show
He's
tonight.
He's going to make some lemonade. He's got some lemonade that he made, right?
Let's do it.
Got some lemonade.
Got some sodas.
And we have a ritual here that didn't feel right to do with beer. also, we got to give a shout out to Agua. Could we get some Lays over here so I can get some of these people laid? We have some Agua Lays to get people laid. Agua is, it is alcohol, and it certainly has some sugar in it, but it's herbal, and it's handcrafted in Amsterdam. It's cocoa leaf herbal liqueur, and we just got a beautiful New Year's present from Agua. And, oh, yes, here are some Lays.
Yay,
get Lays. Whoa.
Oh.
I thought you meant Lay's potato chips.
Close. It, you can get laid from that, too. But it's a little crunchier.
Yeah.
Would you like a Lay? Would you like to get laid? I want to say I got Christine DeBell laid.
Nice. Right.
Yeah.
I got her laid.
I so needed this.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Arthur, can I
get you laid? Yeah, here.
Please don't get laid.
I'm going to get you laid, T-Real.
Please lay me.
Oh, wait.
Dr. Susan.
This is all tied up here. Can you unravel this? Yeah. Okay, here's it.
Well, there you go.
You go.
There we go.
Here we go.
I'm being laid.
Yay.
Laid. Yes.
Absolutely. So thank you. Now.
How come I don't get laid?
Oh, you do. You get laid all the time.
I know. I'm such a hoe.
Can we get other Lays? Do we have other ones? These are tangled Lays.
So funny.
We got a whole bunch of them.
I can untangle them.
Okay, you can untangle them. So,
thank you.
Agua Cocoa Leaf Liqueur is one of our favorite drinks. We also have Rhonda Jeremy Rum here. And for the non-drinkers, we have Arthur's fabulous lemonade soda. Mm-hmm. Lemon soda.
So, what's the name of your soda?
We're going to make this live on the spot.
This is a total bar. And we have water. Okay.
What do you mean? You're going to make the. What are you doing?
She's making the soda live
on the
spot.
She's making the soda. Right here.
Soda.
This is
lemonade.
Because T-Real isn't drinking.
Yes.
So he's going to have soda. The soda is.
Okay, you need a funnel.
It's squirting. It's squirting. Right. We have a lot of squirting on this show. You know, people.
I know.
Not
if you know how to live right, you can. You know.
Yeah. But I got laid, so I'm so excited.
Yeah. Right. I told you I was going to make your socialite.
We have
woo-hoo. Shoot up. Yeah, this is soda shooting out. Yeah, you did get laid. You can say that now about this show. You got laid on the Dr. Susan Block show. this is a fabulous looking soda.
How's he making that?
Would you like to try our Agua Cocoa Leaf?
Just looks like he's pouring it from one bottle to another.
Well, here, hold this.
So you take it as a shot?
Yeah, you take
it. You might need to help her out, Dayton.
But Dayton, would you like to pour?
What kind of liquor is it?
Talking to the mic.
I'm sorry. What kind of liquor is it?
It is cocoa leaf, but it's perfectly legal.
It's fabulous.
And this is something that we call communion, Bonoboville communion, which is a religious ritual for people who aren't very religious. Did anyone grow up Catholic?
I grew up being a Catholic.
You did. Were you an altar girl or something?
I was. I used to be an altar girl. I used to lector. I was all about the church thing, you know. But nowadays, you grow up and you pick the mic, darling. You're
only 22. How long ago could that have been?
Talk in the mic, please.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's probably about 22. I ended at 15.
15. All right. So in 7 years, a lot has happened. You haven't done communion in that long, have you?
I did.
You did. When's the last time you did Catholic communion?
Last time I did Catholic communion was 17.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
I mean, not really, no. To be honest with you, I mean,
sorry,
it's more of a, I had to laugh.
No, that's all right.
It's more of a group thing and conflicting on what you want to look for and how you want to get raised, but I believe that everyone has a higher power, so technically you don't need that one religion to base yourself upon.
All right.
Well, one of the things we should thank the Catholic Church for is providing many great
porn stars.
Many porn stars,
right. The Catholic Church has provided.
Thank you.
I was a goody girl, and now I am a porn star, but I'm still good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Absolutely. I'm a porn star.
And you grew up, what religion? Baptist?
Yeah, nothing at all. Yeah, my family's atheist. Very faithful, agnostic. But not much religious.
Faithful.
Yes.
Well, that's good. They're true to each other.
Very true to each other.
All right.
I'm very happy.
It's kind of like the old Shinto religion in Japan. They sort of, kind of religious about each other.
T-Rail's a hard-driven, working motherfucker.
I do a lot. I do a lot.
I believe in that.
There's the Puritan motherfucker. He worked hard. Shinto family thing.
I believe in aliens.
What religion did you grow up with?
Aliens.
You grew up with the alien religion?
She believes in aliens.
No, I did not really grow up with any religion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Playboy religion.
Yeah.
Okay. And you?
I grew up as a nihilist.
A nihilist?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
different?
Yeah.
Wow. What's a nihilist?
Well, I thought it was pronounced nihilist, but it's okay. It's
the
same thing.
It goes. Yeah.
Nihilist, nihilist, you say tomato, I say
like
tomato.
The universe is this big and we're only this big. Like,
correct.
What does it matter?
Right.
Nothing matters. We're all going to die anyways.
Right.
But, you know, the good part is, like, we should enjoy it.
True.
Right.
Yeah. Like tonight. Tonight's
great enough to enjoy. Beer.
Right.
So now he's going to make a soda.
And now he's making soda.
Watch out, folks.
Look at this. Oh, wow.
This is exciting.
Whoa.
Look at that. Is that, like, a really big cum shot?
That looks something phallic about it. And,
yes.
And it
like
does
Peter
look
North.
Sort of like it's going to shoot.
Yes.
It does.
It's scary.
It like
so what are you doing exactly right now?
I'm just simply putting CO2 into lemonade.
Making
like
it bubbly.
Oh, I would love to try some.
Okay, but this is now the part where we do bonobo
communion. Yes.
Oh, communion,
so
all right.
Could you?
I would love to.
Would you offer yourself as an altar girl, perhaps, to T-Real to do his communion?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah, she's awesome. Can we have that on the microphone so we know that?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Well, that's
a
why
little
not.
More, would you like to?
I would like to.
Okay.
Yes. She would like to.
That's what I like
I'm up
to
for
hear.
It.
All right. So usually it's nipples.
I've never done that.
Could be other body parts.
Here we go.
Could we take have a striptease?
Yeah.
Why not?
Hey.
All right. Should we have a little striptease music?
Tall, so shucks.
Very tall. Very tall. And you can leave your leg.
Wow. Do you want me to unzip your dress?
You can.
Okay. Help her with the dress.
You tried this. Gotta get it off.
I will.
All right. And here she goes out of her little black dress. Such a lovely runway model turned ideal image model.
Yes. Let me get that.
Yeah. And has she been in movies lately?
I think she shot 3 so far.
Wow.
And she's got some more coming up soon.
Uh-huh. And hopefully when she does her movie, she doesn't wear dresses like this that are impossible to take off.
No, no, no.
Hey, I'm not easy.
No. Very teasing. This is a big tease.
All righty.
Here she goes.
Go. All right, so.
And we can't hear you.
Oh, it's coming off.
Wardrobe misfunction.
Dayton's quick.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
We're
going
to get fined.
Sorry.
I don't mean to.
I'm like a guy that just wants to come. I'm so sorry. I'm like a guy that wants to come. I just put the tip in and then I'm done. Sorry.
So, how do I do it? So, I put it on her nipple? Look
at that. That would be nice.
Okay. So, come on.
Yeah.
So, should she stand? Should she lay?
She could. Well, she's a little tall to stand, but.
Yeah.
Oh, let's look at these beautiful lacy.
I'm trying to get the. I tied a belt on there really tight.
Actually, your thong kind of sort of mashes the
lay.
Yeah.
Matches the lace on.
Uh-huh. Oh, it good. Look at the little dog on there.
Not, yes. Cute. Animal friendly.
Whoops. Very animal friendly. It's an animal friendly show. We usually like bonobos, but dogs are great too. Okay, look at those long legs. Oh, you got to stand up with that. Those long legs shown.
Those are some long legs.
Yes. And a little turnaround. Happy nude rear. Yeah,
all right. Also, I want to point out the fabulous this area right all here. All right.
No.
And she said,
I know, I'm not supposed to touch you.
Okay.
I know. You're new
and
to
now.
The girl thing.
So here we go. This is the altar girl. You're very heterosexual, which is unusual in porn. Usually porn stars are kind of bi, but we're okay with that. Especially since we have the handsome T-Reel here.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to get her to do girl.
Here we go. So first you lick the altar, the nipple would be good.
Okay.
Yeah. And yes. And then I, being the priest, sprinkle the salt. And that's the body, of course. And now, do we have to shake this up again? Is this ready? Okay, so lick that. Lick the salt. The altar. And now this. So how do you drink this?
Just take the cap off.
Take the cap off.
Watch out.
Yeah.
I would. Don't point it this way. Whoa.
Whoa. It's happening.
Whoa.
Yep. Okay. And. Why?
It's gonna fall.
So here you go. Here's your lemonade. Or would you like to have it poured down your throat by the lovely Dayton? She can. So you need
definitely,
to
yes.
lean back in her lap.
Okay, so basically, you're gonna lean back in my boobs.
Oh, boob, right.
I don't have any boobs. Put your head in my tits.
Maybe you want to show them off. And back. And now this is a way to chug lemonade, folks. I don't think he's leaning back enough. Yeah, there we go. There he goes.
There it goes, right? Oh, yes.
You ever have your lemonade
perfect.
Drunk this way?
Never.
No.
First time.
This is a pretty erotic way to drink your lemonade.
High school play.
And the whole Bonoboville communion thing, too, you know, licking on the nipples and stuff. Mm. Down the hatch. There you go.
Perfect.
Yum.
It's the best way I've ever seen it.
All right. So can we have some applause, please, for T-Reel?
Thank you.
Taking his Bonoboville communion from the lapsed Catholic.
That's the first time I've taken communion.
Turned porn star.
Awesome.
And awesome. Okay. Great so that was your first communion since you were 17.
Yes.
You were the altar girl for this turn.
Yes, I was.
Right up to you.
I was the altar girl for this turn.
Yeah.
And felt good.
Felt good.
Felt right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that was my first time ever taking communion.
So and how did you like the lemonade?
It was good. The soda's really good, actually.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm.
Tasty.
Carbonated? Pretty carbonated?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering whether
lemonade and lip
one of her fellow lemonade cops had punched him in the eye or something. Yeah. Oh, it was your boobs.
I punched it.
Look at Dayton's talented.
Dayton's talented titties.
Yeah.
She has talented titties.
She does. All right, so are you ready to take communion now?
Ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Prepare yourself.
There you go.
All well, right. You know, the thing is, she says she doesn't like girls.
Oh.
I don't.
You know, I mean, she likes girls, but not as sexual
not
partners.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, exactly. I mean. We're
all right,
okay
well,
with
I'm
that.
Here.
Because you're here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. And Max
right.
is here.
Max is here, too. Right.
I may be old, but I'm not dead.
Yeah. Right on, Max.
All right. So, you choose a body part.
Oh, goodness gracious. Mm.
And you're the altar now.
Yeah, I'm the altar.
Okay, and so I choose the body part?
Yeah. Oh, you've got that.
God bless.
Hey, turn on your microphone.
that's a mean thing they say in the South when they hate you. God bless her.
Oh, I say it in a funny way, in a funny sense. Like,
yeah,
if someone's like, I'm like, God bless, and start cracking up. You know what
it's
I'm
good.
Saying?
Good.
Well, honestly, it's religious, but we should add the goddess in there.
I hate the fact that I can't decide a body part, so.
Okay, I think Dayton could probably come
yes,
up with a good
body
part.
Where
do you
want to
lick
would.
It off of? Do you want to try on a girl?
I don't.
No, she's going to try on T-Reel. He's your boss. Come on.
All right.
I'm actually his boss.
Okay. Yeah, well.
You're his boss. Excuse me.
I'm his boss.
All right. That's true. He's the agent. So.
Right.
But
not in a mean way.
Yeah, of course.
You know. These
I love all of you.
All right. So I think we have to take this yellow shirt off. It's too yellow. Okay. Oh.
How about that? Let's lick his dick. Let's make him show his dick.
All right, your suggestion.
Makes us show our pussy and dick every day. So our tits, pussy, asshole, everything, right? That's what he books us for. So how about he shows his?
Right.
This is a worker boss kind of interaction here. Yeah, that's okay.
Is it okay with you?
It's okay with me. If it's okay with all my other guests, I wouldn't want to upset anyone. Yeah, everyone's okay. T-Reel is pretty, you know. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Yeah. Would you like another net lemonade?
No.
Okay.
What am I getting myself into on the show? I'm just kidding. You'll see me soon.
All right. So here he goes. The king. The winner of...
I'll do it.
Most royal without being spoiled. Here he is.
Da-da-da,
ready to reveal his scepter for Bonoboville Communion.
It's very fancy belt. As always, I wasn't prepared for this.
Somehow, I think that you have to open up the shirt, though.
What are you looking for?
The yellow is just...
You need help there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's lower. It's down below.
There you go.
Yeah, it's down there somewhere.
Wearing too many clothes.
Yeah. Where is it? Ah!
Mr. Put too many clothes on.
My God!
The way she went, there you go. That was very. Kind
I'm getting
of,
penis envy.
I don't know. It needs a little more love than just there you go. All right. So someone needs to wet the altar.
You're doing
penis. I guess that has to be me.
It doesn't have to.
I mean, it can be me. Yes. I mean. Yes.
If you want it to be you, it's you, because you're our guest. Right. But if you don't, you don't have
Dayton,
to.
Dayton, go for it. You're feeling it already.
A little lick. You pulled it out.
Right.
Little salt. What are you doing? Putting salt on there?
Yeah, putting salt on
the little salt. That's the Bonoboville part.
Then it becomes saltpeter.
Yeah.
Okay. And salt now you get the drink. And here she goes. Down the hatchet.
Ta-da.
C'est bon.
C'est bon.
Oui, oui.
And let's hear it for Dayton Reigns.
Yeah.
And T-Reel, the king. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
For providing your scepter as an altar.
This is big
and,
black
you know,
dick.
The royal scepter should come out.
I've never fucked a big black dick or licked one on TV, but now I did.
Really?
First time and now we're fucked. That was good.
All right. We can't hear you, though. You're talking into your dick, not
Wait
your microphone.
Till Donald Trump sees this.
Both about the same size, so.
That's fine. Yeah, no, I think your dick wins it over the microphone.
Oh,
absolutely.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, yeah, the microphone.
Can we have a hand for T-Reel's scepter? Woo!
Okay, put it back in, you know. Get it, you know.
Yeah, make sure it's not caught on the zipper. to take care of our guests.
I know how to put a dick away.
Better taking them out than she is putting them Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for providing yourself as an altar.
At least I can do.
Now, you didn't take communion. You don't have to.
I mean, I didn't know that's how it works.
Yeah. Well,
I thought someone can make it wet. I thought someone can make it wet for me, and then I'll take the salt.
No, you can. You were ready to take the salt.
I was.
We did.
I think salty.
Little did we know.
You didn't explain how it's supposed to happen.
Wow. Well, okay, you can take the salt. It's probably still wet.
Try it off a nipple.
She doesn't want to.
First, I mean, first time for everything.
First time. I've never sucked a black dick on video, but now I did.
There you go. And I have. So I will kind of sucked a black dick.
The show
so.
Runs away from me.
Okay. I'm kind of fucked for my career.
No, oh, that's all right. So we're both okay now.
So
now
let's just
we'll
do
make it.
It
equal. All right.
There you go.
Let's do this.
This is a negotiation.
Fair game.
It's very bonobo. This is the bonobo way, negotiating. Not hold bombing, right?
We turn them
drop
down.
Bras, right. Not bombs.
Right.
And here we go. Those legs go all the way up. She what's is now. Here? How do you feel about being with a woman for the first time? It's just a lick, but it's a real crossroads experience.
I'll actually say I'm pretty excited because I want to get pink boobs eventually, just to see that. So.
Whoops, that mic isn't working.
I mean, I want to get boobs, and you have
some
so big boobs.
So you are interested
so
in licking her boobs.
I want to see what it's like to have some boobs, some yonkers, and I'll be like, maybe I can,
you know, women have all kinds of reasons for exploring their bisexuality. You know, it's sometimes right. not because it turns you on so much. It's more like just a learning experience.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're gonna.
I think you'll have fun.
All right. Start taking
it. Okay.
I think your boobs are beautiful. You shouldn't get. Them.
Yeah. Don't get boobs
I actually
yet.
I agree.
You have great nipples. They're
look
like
at those
erasers.
Nipples are amazing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mine are. Mine are.
I mean, I love all boobs, whether they have implants or not. But I agree with Christine that if you don't have implants already, don't get them at least for a few years.
Yeah. Wait.
Be yourself.
Natural.
Yeah,
keep
those babies natural.
It's all my fans.
Yeah,
my fans.
Absolutely.
Keep them natural.
I'm your fan. I say
no,
keep
you're
them natural.
27.
Christine is also your fan, and she says keep them natural. But yes, try a suck of Dayton's, you know, 54 C
and
specials.
50, I'm not 54 around. I'm just 54.
No,
75.
Oh, yeah, right. It's the wrong way. It's more like 32 triple F, right?
I'm only a double D because I don't like to say
D?
Triple because then I seem fat. I don't want to be a triple fatty.
But you're like a 32 up there. That's where you're
see,
very slim. Yeah. Okay. So here we go.
So I like.
So you lick my nipple.
Is this your first lick of a female nipple ever?
Well, ever. We open up the camera.
Virgin
ever.
Lick of a female nipple.
We get a virgin lick of
let
a.
Let me just take three breast numbers.
First time for everything.
Yay.
Whoa. Yay.
And here goes the salt.
Another Catholic.
She got it very lipsticky, too. Right. Nice and lipsticky. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Now lay back in my lap, and I'm going to pour alcohol down your throat.
All right.
You're a lot taller than me. I'm a midget.
I like the way she has a cross in the back. Wait, turn around.
Right? It's very sexy, and it says faith.
Faith, brothers and sisters, that's what we need. Even if it's faith in family or
right.
faith in love, faith in bonobos. I have faith in the bonobo way.
Yes.
And some people have faith in agua because it is delicious. And here it goes down the Bonoboville Communion hatch. And here she goes.
Open your mouth. Ah.
This is Destiny Dare.
Yes.
Ideal Image Models newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
And she is getting laid by agua, cocoa leaf liqueur, and down the hatch she goes. Woo! And up her nose. Okay, well, you know, there's accidents. Okay.
Yeah.
I can only do so much. Mm. Maybe
kiss
a nipple.
Let's give her a hand.
Yay.
She had her first nipple lick and a nice drink of agua.
Yes.
And now.
That's some good liquor.
That's some good. Can we get that on the microphone, please?
Oh, we're good as that. That was some good liquor. All the good is like that.
Good liquor. Liquor in the front,
yeah.
Poker in the rear.
You were very good
problems.
At licking.
All right. Toggle problems. I'll make my way back. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I should ask my guests, would you like some Bonoboville Communion? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I should take my tutu off.
Your tutu. Sure. Take your tutu off.
I'm not religious, so I think I'll pass on communion.
Well, all right. You don't
but
have
I
to.
I love to watch.
Yeah, I see that. I see your
she's
all
a voyeur
eyes.
Like me.
We can take it off of you.
Yeah.
You know, I get a chance, too.
All right, Dr.
I know.
Susie.
Yes.
You can take it off mine.
We
I
have
nothing.
The eager guest is Arthur. I'm.
Okay.
Yes.
What are you doing?
So, Yes. So our beer maker, would you like to do Bonobo communion with your beer or with agua coco leaf liqueur? Can you please get on a microphone, darling?
I'm going to have to try the agua. I've never tried it in my life.
All right, Arthur.
Oh, you're going to love it. And, you can pick any of us, you know.
By the way, this is communion the right way. You. Oh, as we both say, by the way.
We also have T-shirts. Okay, now they're extra, extra large.
I'll wear it as a dress.
Yes.
There you go. Very good. Actually, that's awesome. Wait, you can wear it.
Inventive.
Very good.
Right. It will be a dress if you cut it.
So were you going to take communion off of Dayton?
But then she said anybody. I should take it off of you.
Oh.
All right.
Mistress of the airways. Mistress of the airways.
Well, take it easy. That's
nipple?
My wife, baby.
Yeah, that's his wife. Just so you know. But he can share her nipples for religious purposes only.
You don't want
I'll
to go
still
in
pour it down your throat.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
pour it down your throat.
All right. I will be both altar and priest. So, all right. So I guess you should come over
Guy's
here.
Guy's going to go in a limousine ride.
Come on over here.
It's waiting right in the back.
But I think you should have like a bottle of your beer nearby for product placement. Okay. Where's the bottle?
A bottle of beer. Can we
bottle
get a bottle of beer?
Oh, the
lagging
bottle's at the
on
bar.
The bottle of beer.
We got the soda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the beer's
the beer. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Maybe you'll just... Wait, no,
hold
actually, you should
your
hold
legs
the
like
agua.
Your cock.
Because you...
You should put it in between your legs like a cock, like that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That might be awkward.
Isn't your beer turning on? Your beer turns
then
on,
just
right?
Like you're jacking
just
off.
Just put it on the floor, right there. That's perfect. It looks casual that way. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So now...
Yeah, your pants are undone or something.
We need
they're not. It's your sweater.
Glass.
What is that?
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Done.
Okay, so you hold this as for product placement. Okay. And now...
He wants to lick off you,
and you do
the salt.
Nipple, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
good.
What should I do? Take your nipple out?
Nice. No, you don't have to take. I can do that.
Okay.
I mean, do you want
so
to take
sexy.
It?
Nah, yeah, of course. Easy. I want to lick your pussy always.
No, I did that last time.
Ooh.
Kinky.
All right. So, hold his microphone, though, so he can,
okay, I
you
got
can
it.
Hear his slurping sounds this way. There we go. All right. Go for it. You lick.
You lick your nipple.
Lick first.
You lick your nipple.
Yes. There
just
you
like
go.
I did a jiggle.
And now I put the salt on and you lick. And you get the salt. And now you get the drink.
How does that
loving
taste?
It. Loving it. It
tastes salty.
Salty.
Good.
Good. That's very, that's human, you know. We are made of water and salt and
if there's no salt there's no
hormones. Okay, so here. Oh, what do you need to do? You need to pour it down. She likes to pour it down there.
Real nice.
People's throats. It's very dramatic. Here we go.
Ready?
And yes, and get it all over their chin is another thing that we do here. Yeah. All
whoa.
Right.
Good job.
Good job. And the beer brewer gets agua'd and laid. Yes. You definitely got laid there, didn't you?
What are we at?
So I think we're almost out of time.
Yep.
So I do want to hear a report from the voyeur. What do you think of Bonoboville Communion?
I think Bonoboville Communion is very erotic.
Erotic. Yes, I would guess so. And what about the spiritual aspect?
Oh, it was spiritual, too.
Okay.
I felt very spiritual.
We are very spiritual, yes.
Can I ask you one thing?
Of course. Yes.
Okay, so from my own experience, kissing a nipple for my first time, not being my mom's. Actually, I never even had it from my mom because I was adopted. So I never even got breastfed.
You didn't get breastfed.
I did not. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that?
I thought it was very brave of you to do that.
Awesome. That's good. That's good to hear. Thank you. Thank you.
I did too, you know, because, I mean, and it's very bonobo. Let's just say that. Bonobos are pretty bisexual. The females have sex with the females. The males have sex with the males. Not saying humans all have to do that, but it is one of the keys to bonobos making peace in their community, and right. the fact that there has never been seen a bonobo killing another bonobo in the wild or captivity. Also, rape is very rare because the females are very empowered, and the act of being together sexually in an act they call hoka hoka creates a female solidarity that is very, very important, especially if one of the males happens to get out of line, because even though the males are bigger and stronger than the females are so together, they will get together and stop the male before.
They'll beat him up?
Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah. they do. Girl power.
Nice.
That's right.
I believe in
but
girl
they don't
power,
kill him.
But,
they
know.
Don't. Yeah, yeah. And this is how they keep the peace. It's amazing. And keep the males young. The males are... definitely young. Drinkers
you
of
that.
The fountain of youth. Well,
you keep them young.
I try to be very bonobo.
Dr. Right. Susie keeps everybody, yes. all the males in line. They do not want to slap her ass or be rude
not
in
so from
any.
Not so from the beginning.
It'd be hey, real funny if that happened. I'd love to see
gorgeous.
It.
My biggest
right?
accomplishment
gorgeous.
This show is I got Christine DeBell laid.
Yeah.
yes.
Historic.
No, I mean, you know.
Did we fuck you?
All right.
That was your opinion. Did you get fucked?
I want everybody to say goodbye real quick.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna wind up right now. So first, Christine DeBell, thank you so much for joining us here on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
And thank you
really
for having
me.
It was great. I can't wait to come back.
Okay, oh, we yay. Want you back.
Awesome. You get a shot of it. You got
you know,
yeah.
And we'll get you late again.
We that's will. Why I want to
An avid masturbator is out there, and I'm sure he is enjoying this
every
very
moment
much.
Of it.
And Hunter is now on Amazon, right? Where is
yes.
it? On Amazon?
Yes. Yeah. I'll forget. I'll be
on
buying
Amazon,
it.
On Amazon, along
and
with Transparent.
Samurai Cup, too, yeah. as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have another actor who comes here quite a bit, Loser Twersky, who's in an Amazon ongoing series called Transparent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
So,
hey, loser.
We're into the.
You'll have to move out of the trailer in the back. You'll be making so much money.
Yeah, we're into Amazon, and of course, guess what else is on Amazon, folks?
Yes.
The Bonobo Way.
You bet.
Yes.
All right. I don't think Agua is. Okay, so T-Real,
yes.
thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You
this
for
was
having
a wonderful
me,
surprise.
It's always fun coming back here.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And thank you for being at such a great altar.
No.
You had the girls fighting over you in a way. Well, I wanted to suck you. It. I wanted to lick the salt, but I did. I don't care.
I just wanted the salt, damn it.
All right. Ideal image models. The greatest.
I just never sucked a black dick.
The
so.
Greatest.
Yay, now you
adult industry agency
right over there.
Yeah.
In the adult industry.
Thank you very much.
I think.
Awesome.
And you're going to the AVNs, you're gonna
yes,
do really
we're,
well.
We're getting ready for the XBiz Awards next week. So
and
we'll have a table.
I'll be
stuff,
there.
And then the AVN after that will be in Vegas. So
right.
come see all the models. They're gonna be signing autographs and meeting, and I'll be there as well. So.
But of course your most important award
it can't,
is the
right.
Susie.
The
you
Dr.
won a
Dr.
Award. Susie.
Yes, thank
that's
you very
true.
Much. That's
a unique award. You're not gonna ever get another award for being most royal without being spoiled.
No.
Okay.
Also, T-Real and I will both be on the red carpet on the 15th.
All right.
Yes, you'll see us around.
Red carpet.
Red carpet.
Possibly.
The other girls, too.
GoPro. I don't know. Might be live for the Dr. Susie show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
So we also, well, let's see. Let's go around, I guess, Destiny Dare.
Yes.
Thank you
thank
for
you
sharing so much with us.
It was so sweet meeting you.
And you look so great in your Agua t-shirt.
Thank
I mean,
you, I
want
know,
you to
right?
wear that
it's
for the final
dress.
Picture we're going to take.
All right,
you
I
really
will.
Look good.
I'll do that.
And you're brand new to
yeah.
the adult industry, and
yeah.
we're so excited that you came here.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, come
yeah.
back soon.
I can't wait. I will be back soon.
And thank
I'll
you
be
for
back
sharing
for the next one.
Your first bisexual
and also
experience.
To get laid.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know.
And she's
get
pretty.
On the
look at her face.
Black show.
And yeah. I love that salt.
All right. And our beer brewer and lemonade yeah. brewer. Mm.
Fabulous.
Arthur McGee. And you have some funny name on Facebook. What is that? Here. Machina. That's. What is that?
McMachina.
McMachina. Okay.
Half man, half machine.
Mm.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we used to like watch your show in high school, and I'd try to like
you
watch
did,
it.
I corrupted you.
Dirty little kid.
Now, you didn't watch my show like avid masturbator watched Christine DeBell's, did you?
No.
Okay,
I know what
okay.
they were doing. They were doing.
And
the
I want to give a shout out to Mindy Look because she's out there in the audience. Yay. And yes, we love Mindy. Yeah. And yep. Give a shout out on the microphone,
right, so
please.
So I want to make a shout out to my new social media websites. It's Destiny Dare. Mm-hmm. Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y-Y, Dare.
Nice.
Together. So follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And
remember the two Y's.
Yes, two Y's. And get that started.
Nice. I know.
Excited. Right.
That's exciting. So also want to give a shout out to Ultra Vulgar. There's their hat. They just did a great review, actually Ryan Stabile, Ultra Vulgar magazine of the Susie Awards, said it was the best awards show, the sexiest awards show in L.A., nothing against experts.
He also said that we don't need to wear clothes and that
right,
the award show.
Because
it's the award show where you don't have to wear tuxedos and long dresses.
Because Kathy Griffin uses those for her comedies.
We just give them out.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
we're way
yeah.
better.
We are way, way.
That's one exactly trophy. What he said.
And let's see. I also want to give a shout out to Serena Anderlini, Dr. Serena Anderlini D'Onofrio, who has invited me to be the keynote speaker at the first ecosexuality symposium in the Caribbean. Nice. Practices of ecosexuality.
Nice.
It's a symposium at the University of Puerto Rico in Mayagüez. So we are going to go, kind of lay out on the beach by the palm trees and give a lecture and have a good time. And also a workshop in how to release your inner bonobo. So, I think it's open to not just students, but anybody. So if you want, just come to Puerto Rico and we'll see you there. It's going to be fun. So what else do I have to talk about here? Ah, got to give a shout out to Chelsea. Chelsea Bonobo in the field, and to Bruce Bartlett, who gave her a home partly because of all the great work she's done for Bonoboville.
Nice.
So, yeah. It what goes around comes around, you know? And Bonoboville kind of, we have certain people here, and then we expand out into the galaxies. So thank you all so much for joining us this kind of first show of the new year. Yeah, what?
Sure.
If you want to learn more about making your own stuff like beer and pretty much like the DIY culture, follow us at facebook.com/13floorartcollective. And if you're interested more in what I do, follow me at facebook.com/art.amfm.
All right.
Nice.
All right. And for the rest of you out there, stop the violence, stop the killing.
Right.
We're stop in a universe that I have never seen since I was born.
Yeah. Yeah.
Murder
Go Bonobos.
And mayhem.
Go Bonobos.
The killing fields are everywhere. Lay down your arms. Stop this shit.
Right.
We got to stop. We got to save
Amen
Earth.
Amen and A women.
And we got to fuck more.
And A Bonobos. Got to have more sex, make more movies, you know. If you like guns,
I'm always
just
in trouble
get
for
into
fucking,
them with
though.
Movies. What?
I get in trouble for fucking.
You get
people.
In trouble for interrupting me. That's what you get. I
know.
Okay,
both.
She gets a Bonobo Way book spanking right now. We haven't had one yet, and she
first
gets
one.
First one of the year. Bonobo Way book spanking for Interruptus.
Oh no!
All right. I like the way you get laid on your feet too. All right, so. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to close the show with a plea to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is an avid masturbator. I love you.
Yeah.
Christine loves you too.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.